episode 2899, The Night That Changed the World.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a beautiful Christmas Eve. Can you believe it? It's here. Christmas is tomorrow. Maybe you don't have everything ready under the tree, but my one question I have for you, do you have your heart ready? It's Relationship Builders, The Night That Changed the World. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, our Pray.com family, welcome to our incredible family. We're so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. As you heard me mention, we are partnering with Pray.com, and I could not be more excited for what God has in store for us. He is moving mountains, and I'm excited to be a part of the Pray.com family. I'm excited to have you here. And so if you're new, welcome, welcome home. We've got some new stuff coming up in January. Yes, all I've got to say is Pray TV, so stay tuned for that. But for now, you can enjoy the everyday daily podcast right here on Pray.com. Christmas ignites a fire within your heart. Imagine your marriage with the richness and fullness of God's love, decorated in all its splendor. Keep the flame burning, just as a night that changed the world. When you get a new book or ready yourself to watch a new movie, are you wanting to skip to the best part? It's like, come on, let's fast forward. Or are you patient and waiting for the storyline to develop? I guess you can say I like to be present in all that I do. I enjoy surprises. I enjoy the unknown. It's kind of fun, yet I also look forward to making many attempts as to what might happen. You know how you go, oh, wait, I think they might end it this way. Oh, wait, no, it could go that way. But as you know, the best is left to how it all unfolds. Somewhat like the time you met your spouse, the time when you couldn't stop thinking about him. And the more time you spent together, the more plans were made. I'm sure Joseph and Mary did the same thing. They probably didn't go to the movie or text each other long conversations, if only, right? It would have been a little more intimate and simple in nature, for sure. All the more reason why Christmas is such a special season. Two people who loved each other and wanted to spend their lives together, it couldn't be more perfect until God had a divine plan. The night that changed the world. On Christmas Eve, everybody has their own traditions. And here at Create Your Now, on Saturdays, we focus on relationships. And it really got me thinking about this incredible relationship of Mary and Joseph. Their marriage didn't start out as just a blissful, wonderful, no problems. Oh no. Listen to what happened. Luke 1, verses 26 through 38 says this, and this is all about Mary. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Can you imagine what happened with Mary? So Mary asked the angel, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." Now, can you imagine Mary right now at this moment finding out that Elizabeth is going to have a child and she is well beyond her age of being able to get pregnant? And there the angel said, "For no word from God will ever fail." Mary answered, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. Have you ever had one of those dreams? Okay, maybe not the one that Mary had, where the angel visited, but where you're like, oh my gosh, it was so real. Well, for Mary, it was very real. The night that changed the world. But then there was Joseph. And Joseph was visited too. Matthew 1, verses 18 through 24. Listen to this. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The night that changed the world. I find it very interesting. When marriage gets tough, most pack up and run. It's easy. They don't have to worry about anything. Mary and Joseph faced struggles beyond anything you and I could ever imagine. However, with the visits from the angels, it became the night that changed the world. It changed them forever. It changed the course of time. Joseph and Mary had to put away what they thought marriage was, what they had planned, their dreams for each other. They needed to see marriage through the eyes of God, the richness and fullness of God's love. What if you slowed down enough to seek and listen for what God desires in your marriage? Would you look at your struggles differently? Would your disagreements and arguments be more productive with fewer personal attacks? Would your finances be streamlined to the point of reaching a compromise in living your dreams together? The hustle and bustle does not have to wear down your marriage. It can be the night that changed the world. My prayer for you, my friend, is this. May your heart be filled with all the splendor God has in store for you and your spouse. Let the light in your heart illuminate the hope in your marriage. God delights in your smile and extends his love that is worthwhile, all-encompassing, all-forgiving, and all-accepting. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas from my family to yours. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.